want to tell you.
Yeah. How do you think of those POWs?
Well, I think it's perfectly wonderful. Every one of them.
You know, aren't they great?
They're saying just exactly what I hoped they'd say, and I knew they'd say.
As a matter of fact,
I think it's just,
they're actually privately, of course, saying a great deal more, but they can't say it until after all of them are back.
When they say, you know, God bless the Commander-in-Chief, and thank you, Mr. President, and all that, that's just exactly right.
I think it's good for the country. It makes, we finally have some heroes out of the war.
It's just absolutely tremendous. Well, sir, you're the hero out of this war. I'll tell you now, I was very worried during that Christmas bombing.
Oh, everybody was, sir.
You know, I was really worried, and I didn't want to say anything to you, but thank God I didn't, and not that it would do anything, but I can't admire you enough for what you did during that Christmas bombing.
It's what did it, you know.
I know it's what did it, and you did it all by yourself, and nobody else. Just fantastic. And I was talking to Joe Alsop the other day, and apparently...
He understands.
Well, apparently he has the permission to do the story.
Yep.
And he talked to me about it. We'll do it with him, you know.
Great.
Which is just great. It's a tremendous story.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's absolutely thrilling.
One thing, of course, that you should be thinking of, I know you already are, that at the, and you can't do it until, see, they all get back by the 28th of March.
Yeah.
60 days, yeah, 28th. And then, of course, there's a fantastic story, which would really reach people with regard to their heroism and the rest. And
of course.
You could take people like Mulligan and, of course, the great war ace, Reasoner,
really
Reasoner and the rest. Any one of them, it's just a terrific story, you know.
Anyway, it is really a great, great time for the United States and an even greater time for you. And
people up there are beginning to recognize it now, aren't they?
Everybody, you know, the whole country. It's really marvelous, you know. It just, you know, it's so crystal clear that what you did at Christmas time has brought this whole thing off. And I was worried, and I felt for you, and I knew you had it right, but I was concerned.
Well, it's a risk, but it worked.
It just took it off all the guts in the world. It's the greatest thing you've done, and you've done an awful lot.
Otherwise, you see, if we hadn't done it, we'd still be in there haggling around.
Absolutely.
3 or 4 more months.
Sure. No, I think it's just tremendous, and I'm so glad that these prisoners are all reacting the way they are.
Yeah.
We understand.
We may get a few bad apples before it's over, but that's all right.
Maybe. I don't think the first ones
were the important ones.
Yes, and I don't think the others, you know, having had this example of real heroes, I think it's just great. Well, we certainly want to talk to them when the right time comes.
Right.
And we want to do this story with Joe, but I think if he can get the true story of what happened.
The man that can probably tell you a lot about it at the right, even beginning now, not for printing now, would be Admiral Moore, you see.
Really?
Oh, yes, he was over to see me today, and I'm going to the Pentagon tomorrow to see him all.
Great.
But the inside story is really quite exciting.
Well, does he know that this is the story of the bombing?
Oh, yes, and the effect on them.
Yeah, and he knows that, right?
Oh, of course. He knows what they're saying in their briefings, see?
Right, of course.
Which will not come out.
I see.
Till about, till it's all over, but...
Sure.
Till they're all back, you can't say anything, but...
How could I get to... Could somebody give him a signal to talk to me?
Sure, I'll tell him.
To us?
I'll tell him. You just...
We'd love to get that.
I'll just tell him that it would be a good idea if you talk to him.
All right, I'll just... I'll
see him tomorrow, and I'll tell him that that you're interested in doing some things,
sure,
and that would be helpful. And he could even
must be a great story.
Talk to somebody at, you know, starting to build a story. And get
we'll get Hanson Baldwin on it, I think, on that.
Baldwin,
he
trusts him.
Sure.
Yeah, Baldwin would be a great one to write it.
Yeah. Where are you, Mr. President? Are you in Washington?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Right.
I'm back in Washington for a few days.
Gee, well, it's very exciting and so gratifying. Just as thrilling as it could be.
Right. Well, it makes people forget the international monetary situation, crunch, and all the rest.
They should forget it, too, you know. But gosh, this is the important thing. This will pull the country together, I think, just without question.
Well, it'll help. It'll help. There are those who just are never going to give up.
They'll
get off something else. But the great majority of the country, I think, is...
just great. And, you know, and the prisoners are a great indication that it is all over. I hope it's over. You can't tell.
It is, as far as we're concerned.
As far as we're concerned.
And it's...
I thought it was really marvelous that you didn't have to give away any more than you did. You know,
well,
really, we thought you'd have to give away a lot
much.
More than
actually, we gave the... after all, they have the South Vietnam retains its government. They
that's
choose their future.
That first surprised me. I was prepared to see that go, you know.
And they, that's the key thing. That's what it was all about.
That's what it was all about.
And we refused to impose a coalition government. And
right.
They gave in on it, you see.
I just didn't think you could stand up against that.
Of course, Joe will write all that.
He'll get all that, of course.
But the prisoner story in itself is a kind of a story that should really relate to their bravery and what they went through.
It's just a question of how to get the right fellow to tell it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
We'll talk to your people on that one if we may.
Right.
Great. Anyway, sir, I do salute you.
You would say that the man that you would want to talk to more would be Baldwin, right?
I think, yes. He knows him very well,
mm-hmm.
Mr. President.
All right, I'll tell Maura tomorrow that, that the man that will
be
getting in touch with him will be Baldwin.
Splendid.
Good, we'll do that.
Congratulations 1,000 times.
Well, we just
great.
Keep working on it.
Well, it shows what happens when you got real guts and you really had it.
Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This time it did.
Well, I know, but this time was so important. I can't think of another person in the world who would have hung as tough as you did through that Christmas time. Just
wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. I know.